You're listening to Fiat Vox, a podcast that gives you an inside look at why people around the world are talking about UC Berkeley. I'm Ann Bryce, a reporter for the Office of Communications and Public Affairs. The Peregrine Falcons that first made a home on UC Berkeley's Campanile last year get a lot of attention every spring when their babies hatch. But it's also amazing to watch the adults in action.
I've seen her twice go out and once bring food back in 20 seconds.
That's Mary Malik. She's a volunteer raptor nest monitor for the East Bay Regional Park District. Both years after the chicks hatched, she organized what she calls Fledge Watch, a week when volunteers spend all day waiting for the chicks to take their first flight. That's when she saw the adult female hunting. She says, hands down, it's one of her favorite peregrine moments.
She came off the tower in a stoop, went behind this building, out of sight, and a few seconds later, she came straight down the sidewalk at eye level, chasing a pigeon. You could hear this noise of the wings of both the peregrine and the pigeon. It was so noisy.
How fast do you think she was going?
Well, she wasn't going her maximum speed, but she was, I don't know, 100 miles an hour.
The peregrine falcon is the fastest animal in the world, 3 times faster than a cheetah. They can reach speeds of more than 200 miles per hour when they dive for prey. This diving is called a stoop. And they have really good eyesight.
They have 2 foveas, which are focal points, so they can see the overall environment and they can focus on a bird at the same time.
They kill their prey, which is almost always other birds, in mid-air. If the prey doesn't die on impact, peregrines have a little notch on their beak that they use to sever its spinal cord. In urban areas, peregrines eat a lot of pigeons because, you know, they're everywhere, but they also eat other birds.
Mourning dove, jay, starling, killdeer, coot, acorn woodpecker, robin, crow.
When chicks take their first flights, known as fledging, they fly well, but they often land badly. That's why Malik and her team sit and wait and watch all day, every day, until all of the fledglings are flying and landing well. If one has a crash landing or gets trapped someplace, they're ready to call for help. One of the fledglings recently got trapped in a courtyard in Evans Hall on campus. Mary called me with the news.
Hey, Ann, it's Mary. Malik. You, over 46, ended up on the 9th floor of Evans in an inner courtyard. I caught it. We're at Lindsay Wildlife right now. And they're assessing it. I don't know if they're going to let me return it today or maybe tomorrow, but I just wanted to let you know. Bye.
The fledgling was totally fine, and Malik was able to release it back onto the campanile the next day, but only after spraying it down with water, which it did not like at all. But they did it so it wouldn't fly off immediately in a panic after having been handled. Both years, the campus asked for name suggestions for the new babies on our social channels. And the names that won the vote for this year's trio were Berkelium, Laurentium, and Californium, 3 elements discovered at Berkeley. Last year's siblings were named Fiat and Lux, after the campus's motto. Sadly, Lux died last year after flying into a balcony window of Evans Hall. But since then, Malik and other experts have installed bird-safe streamers to prevent a similar accident from happening again. Berkelium, Californium, and Laurentium, now about 11 weeks old, could leave the area at any time. Peregrines usually travel about 30 to 50 miles away from their natal area, but they could go as far as hundreds of miles away. It's really hard to know. And they probably won't be back. They'd be seen as intruders and chased away. Meanwhile, the adults will stick around, defending their prime territory with its great views and ample food supply. And if you're lucky, you might even see one of them flash by you at top speeds, chasing a very unlucky bird. For Berkeley News, I'm Ann Bryce. You can subscribe to the Fiat Vox podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. For more UC Berkeley news, you can visit news.berkeley.edu. And if you have a great story idea, send us an email at news@berkeley.edu.